crazy for you by Keith Giffen, Brian Smith, and Brian Keane. A man hovers above a woman, a bloody knife in his hand.
Oh God. Dear God, Linda, what have I done?
The question's not what have you done, it's what we can do.
What?
And the immediate answer is move. For starters, I'd like a better view. Preferably one less post-apocalyptic. We can do better, Chuck.
Harley Quinn appears, looking out the apartment window.
You move? But Linda...
You'll see, Chucky. This is all for the best, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, babe. How many times did you knife this meat wagon? 20? 30? Get the Guinness people on the phone. We might have a new record.
Knife? I don't... Oh, Jesus.
Gotta work on your style. I have to admit, though, you really sliced and diced the hell out of her. You really know the way to a girl's heart. Literally. Why were you with her anyway? Such a vanilla little thing. You deserve better. Lucky for you, I came along when I did. Major upgrade. Am I right? I am so right. Hey, what's with the long face? Forget about her. You've got me now. Also dead, but, you know, more fun. Don't you remember how we met? Like it was meant to be.
Scene 2. Arkham Asylum. Time. The past.
Hey, Chuck, I need to go over something for you with you.
Come on, Paul. Not again. My shift's almost over.
You're breaking my heart here. Spare me the whining. We're getting paid to demolish this place. You don't like it? Go stand in the unemployment line with the rest of Gotham's finest. The numbers just don't add up for Wing B. I think Todd missed a cell. I need you to recheck the area.
What? Todd screws up and I have to cover for him? How many times does that make it?
You still here?
Huh, idiot. All he had to do was check the pipes and the wiring. How the hell does he miss an entire cell?
Chuck goes down the stairs and turns a corner.
Whoa!
Chuck surprises a woman, Harley Quinn, while taking a shower, wearing nothing but her Harley Quinn hat.
Holy, sorry. I'm sorry. There's not supposed to be anybody here but the demolishing team. What are you doing here? Hello? Hello?
Harley has disappeared from the shower.
You saw me, Chucky, remember? Wasn't it romantic?
Back at Chuck's apartment.
All those other men before you, they could sense me. Sometimes. And they couldn't see me. That makes you someone special. Someone like you. Two hearts is one. Psychopath to psychopath, kismet, fate, whatever you want to call it, you were the one who saw me. In the shower, you naughty boy. Want to see him again? Of course you do.
Huh? No, no, wait. I mean...
Harley is not pleased.
Please, I just... Give me a minute to... Oh, God, what did you make me do? Gone? She's gone again. No. She was never here. Crazy. Going crazy ever since...
Scene cuts back to Arkham Asylum in the past.
Here you go, Paul. You were right. Todd never finished. Three cells plus some shower room weren't checked.
Huh. Not much wiring, but support beams? How the hell do you miss a support beam? Good work, Chuck. Sorry to make you do that.
Harley appears behind Paul. Only Chuck can see her.
You okay?
Huh? Oh, sure. I'm just, tired. Like I said, the end of my shift.
Chuck leaves Arkham Asylum and walks to his car.
I need a drink, or maybe 20. Creepy old place is getting to me, making me see whatever.
Hey, cutie, you ready to blow this popsicle stand?
Harley appears, sitting on the hood of his car.
Okay, there must have been a gas leak, or I'm having some kind of drug flashback. Yeah, that sounds right. You are not real.
Really? That's the way you want to play it? I don't deal well with rejection.
What? How did I get back?
Chuck is back inside Arkham.
Oh my god, dead, they're all... Who?
The winner and still champion. You've got a real flair for this. Really, I am impressed.
Bodies are piled all over the floor. Chuck is holding a bloody pipe.
You even smell like a working man. Hey, is that an eyeball? Ugh. Should probably use that shower before we...
Ah!
Oh, for the love of... Get over it already. You act like you've never done this before. I'm sorry. Really, I am. Kinda. But I had to teach you a lesson. I control the vertical. I control the horizontal. All your base are belong to me. I'll kiss it and make it better. Mwah! See, you're better now. Come back to the car and say, where are we going?
Going crazy. Linda.
Back to Chuck's apartment.
OMG, drama queen. Why are you so upset? I thought we were past this.
No.
Okay, I get it. You like to knock them around, squeeze them out a little extra oomph to get your motor running hot. But you've got me now. I can find you plenty of women to hit and love to watch, you know what I mean?
Why me? Why?
Hold it right there. You chose me. You're the one who brought me home. You're the one who... Well, come on! You were stacking corpses like you were born to it. You liked it. And Linda, was that a gift for me, right? That's not even Valentine's Day. You need me. It'll be just like in the movies. I'm the Bonnie to your Clyde. The Alabama to your Clarence.
No! Not me! Not me!
Chuck runs out of the apartment.
Playing hard to get, eh? Fine. If that's the way you want it. Oh, I love games! You wanna play? We'll play. We can play forever and ever and ever. Little angel.
As Harley leans on the windowsill, watching Chuck run away.